The following podcast may contain names of people who have deceased. Yalada, I'm your host, Luke Briscoe. I'm a Yalaji man and a digital producer at NRTV. In this series, I'll be exploring personal encounters with spirits from the other side. When you really think about it, there's no place in this country where you can escape from Indigenous ghost stories. Okay, so on the line we have Samantha McMurray calling in from Armidale. Sam, are you able to share a little bit more about yourself, please?
Well, I'm a 31-year-old person from Inverell, living in Armidale, and I've always been interested since like a little kid, been interested in like the paranormal and the unknown.
You have you've had vast encounters, but today you're going to share with us one of your encounters. Are you able to share in detail, you know, your encounter?
Yep. When my Nana Brown was like 15 or 16, I'm not really sure where she lived. I just know that it was a remote valley area in New South Wales. And this was like way back. The house she lived in was like on the valley floor, and it was about 7 minutes or so to like the surrounding bushland. And one day she was home alone working in the kitchen when she just started to feel really weird, like she felt something was wrong. And so she looked out the window and she noticed that there was a very tall and very dark figure coming out of the tree line towards the house. And even from that distance, it didn't look like it was wearing clothes, and it looked like it was covered head to toe in like thick brown hair. And it was moving very fast, with a very broad gait. And within a few minutes of leaving the trees, it was like almost at the house. And so she continued to feel wrong. And she's like, I need to hide. And so she was, the house was really small. Like, it only had the kitchen and the bedroom, with like a dirt floor. And it wasn't really easy to find a hiding space, but she was able to fit into a small cupboard. And within seconds of her hiding, she heard the door slam open and like something enter the house. She could hear like things being rummaged through and like thrown around and like sniffing and growls. And then there was like one loud bang, and then everything went silent. She wasn't sure about coming out. But she, after a few minutes, she decided to come out, and the kitchen was in ruin, and the food was crushed and scattered everywhere, and the furniture was upturned and scratched, and there was like a really just horrible stench in the air, and like big footprints in the dirt and stuff. And for the rest of the day, she was afraid that it would come back, but it never did. And on occasions when she was close to the bush or in it, she felt like she was being like watched or listened to, but as far as I know, she never experienced it again. But it was something that definitely stuck with her, and I find it really interesting that the only cryptid type story from my family is from my Aboriginal grandmother. All the other stories are more ghostly and spirit-type based things. So that's her story. And with me, as I said, I've been really interested in the strange and spooky and believe in otherworldly happenings. But like, I'm sure this is the same for most people. Like, when you experience, like, even though you like believe it and stuff, is like, it's a weird validation when you see it, but it's like, do you believe your own eyes that it's actually happening? and stuff. Like, it makes you feel like you're going crazy that it's actually happening to you. One experience that really sticks in my mind to this day was when I was 21. It happened in my home in Inverell. And like, my mum's house, really short hallway, and my bedroom at the time was like basically just one step through the doorway of the hallway to my bedroom door. And usually, instead of turning on the hallway light, I'd turn on my bedroom light because it's like right there. And I was in the process of doing that one step to turn on my light when I felt like something had jumped out at me in the dark. And I stepped screen, but like, there was nothing there. But like, in my head, like, it's not like I saw it. It was like an impression of sort of like the, you know, the crinoline photo, aura photos, of like a scruffy old man with like a beard and wearing like an akubra. And I'm still wary about the hallway even to this day. Like, going in, I'm afraid that something like that will happen again. But a spiritual friend of mine said that she believes that whoever jumped out at me is like my spirit guide, and that he jumped at me because there was something bad that was nearby and he was scaring me to protect me, to get away from whatever was about to hurt me. But one of the other things that definitely sticks with me, I'm still very wary about my current flat in Armidale. When I was going to university, which was a while ago, a few years ago, I lived in the Aboriginal hostel here. And both of these experiences happened around the witching hour, which is like 3 o'clock for those who don't know the term. And I was woken from my sleep. The first time happened in mid-2015. I was living in the Aboriginal hostel, and my bed was facing the far corner of my room against the wall. I had my back to the room and was facing the wall when I woke suddenly with this feeling that something was standing behind me. I didn't have my eyes open. It wasn't like I actually physically saw it. It was like an impression in my mind of a little being, all black, but I could still tell that it was hooded, probably about the size of like a hobbit or like a 7-year-old kid. It was gone in like a flash. It like happened in like a second in my mind. I didn't feel like there was any ill will, but it like still scared me. The next one was in 2016 in my current flat. I'd only just moved in, probably about a month or so beforehand. And I had my bed like in the middle of the room with my back to the door. Well, no, I was facing the door, but like, that's how the bed was situated. And I got the feeling again, like I woke suddenly, but this time I had my eyes open, and standing in my doorway close to my bed. But this time there was a figure, and it was at least 7 foot tall. And it was still hooded, but this time I could see its face, and it was like a skeletal face, like that image of the Grim Reaper and stuff. Like, he didn't have a scythe or anything, but it was like that classic image of the Grim Reaper. And this time, like, even though I didn't feel ill will, it was such a shocking thing that like I screamed a sound that I never heard myself make before, and I was just very on edge for the rest of the night. Like, I slept with the lights on for the next few nights and everything. Like, it was very shocking. But I haven't really felt anything else around the flat since that's happened. I've been here for probably about 3 or 4 years now. And sometimes I can see like shadows out of the corner of my eye, or like I hear something, but I'm not sure if it's like outside, because I do live on a busy road. But like sometimes the sound in my flat, and yeah, it's just I always seem to be able to feel whether a place is good or not, or whether something bad has happened, or whether something is there. One of my spiritual friends like thinks that I'm an empath with like the beginnings of like the sight, but I haven't really worked on it to see if I could see things more clearly than the experiences I've had.
I have a couple of questions for you. Yep. So yeah, firstly, so why do you think these occurrences are happening to you?
I don't really know. I think it might be because I'm just a very open and intuitive person. I feel energies quite a lot. And I don't know, maybe that just attracts that. And I know that like my dad has, even though I haven't talked to him much about things, like he's Aboriginal as well. Like he's very spiritual about those things and open about that stuff. So maybe it's like linked through that somehow.
And how has, you know, these occurrences shaped you as an adult? Now you're 31.
I think that because like I experienced and heard all these things from when I was really young, like it's one of my major interests, if not passions, about like studying and talking to people about the unknown and the paranormal and everything. Like my dream job would be to be like a paranormal psychologist, or well, not necessarily a psychologist, like an investigator going to these places to find evidence about these things that happen, and like seeing how it shaped people and everything.
You said that you go out to different places and you feel different energies. Can you give us a little bit of insight into that?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I've never really noticed if there's like a change in like the atmosphere around me, or like wind or anything like that. It's just like, I don't know, just sometimes it's like the bottom of me just drops out if I feel like it's a bad thing. And sometimes I can like pinpoint, you know, like I'm not going over there. Something really bad is over there. And I think it like might have, all of this sort of started happening with being able to feel that sort of thing back when I was like 15, around that time. It's around that time when the thing jumped out at me. I had an experience before that, but it seemed to like just be more prevalent after that. And like if there's like something that doesn't necessarily mean that isn't bad or anything around, like I still feel like that weird drop, but it's not like a bad drop. Like it's, I don't know, it's like my center moves. It's really weird to explain.
Do you think that this could be something that, you know, is generational?
I'd say possibly. I don't really know. Like I know a lot of my stories, like they've spanned many years with my family and stuff, like way back. And there's probably even stories before the stories that I know and tell and everything. So like I reckon it's a very definite possibility. And it would be really interesting to find the links and everything between that to see if it can be generational and all that.
Are you comfortable with, you know, seeing spirits, you know, on occasion?
I am, but at the same time, like, I've still got that fear because, like, even though I've had experiences and heard these stories and stuff, like, I still haven't, I guess, had like a prolonged thing. It always seems to be in like flashes. I feel like if I feel like I'd be fine if I experienced something that was a little longer than flashes. I'd still have that fear of that unknown, but because I'm so curious about it, like, I'd still try my best to not run screaming, because that doesn't help anything.
And did you ever feel fearful for not only yourself, you know, at times, but your family? Like, do you feel like a bit of a, you know, that there might be a hindrance in terms of, like, you know, these dark shadows following you?
I don't think I've ever felt... There's only one time that I felt something was bad. And that's in Armidale. There is a place that used to be the old teachers' college here. And I've done like a ghost tour there and everything. But before I did that, a friend of mine took me to explore the grounds and stuff one night. And down the hill behind the teachers' college on the grounds, there's a sort of like newer building where they keep the archives and everything. And he was like, do you want to go and look at it? And I was like, yeah, sure. And we're walking along the back like parking lot, and it's like the archives is down this little hill, and I stepped onto the curb of the parking lot and was about to step onto the hill to go down, and I was like, no, I'm not going down there. If I take one more step, something bad is going to happen. Like, I am not going down there. And that's like the only time where I felt so powerfully about, like, I will get hurt if something if I keep on going. Every other experience I've had, like, while it has scared me because it's been so sudden and shocking, I've never felt ill will towards me, which I guess is pretty good that I've only experienced it once, and it was like in a certain place. I haven't felt like anything bad has really been following me or my family, thankfully.
Thank you for sharing your encounter on the show with us. And is there any last words you'd like to say?
Thank you for having me. This has been really interesting. Like I said, I just love talking and studying this subject matter. And it's really interesting to be able to, I guess, think on my experiences and stories and stuff, and like maybe see it from a different perspective than the ones that I've been telling all these years.
Yeah, great. Well, I encourage you, yeah, to continue to share your stories, because I believe that, you know, the more we share, the more we can understand, you know, why we're seeing these encounters happen.
Definitely.
Thank you for being on the show and sharing your insights.
Thank you.
If you like this story, then check out our other Indigenous ghost stories. Chuchumanajal.
Indigenous people have lived in this country for thousands of years and formed deep spiritual relationships to the landscape, which is generational. Some of these spiritual bonds include communicating with spirits on the other side.
And she was standing in the middle of the kitchen, pointing up to the air. And my mum said, what are you doing? And she said, I'm talking to Daddy.
And within a few minutes of leaving the trees, it was like almost at the house.
From the Wawe in the south to the Dadje in the north, whether we like it or not, these spirits are a part of this land and a part of all of our lives.